Well, we asked our environment reporter, and here's NPR's Elizabeth Shrogren with an explanation.
It sounds like Karen Ellis is much better about reading the fine print than I am. I have compact fluorescent bulbs in my house, but when they burned out, I threw them in the trash. I didn't know they contained mercury, and I didn't know they were supposed to be recycled. John Skinner told me I'm not alone. He's the executive director of the Solid Waste Association of North America. That's the trade group for trash and recycling companies and dumps. He says even though it's legal in most states for people to throw out compact bulbs, it's not a good idea.
The problem with the bulbs is that they break before they get to the landfill. They'll break in the containers, or they'll break in a dumpster, or they'll break in the trucks. Workers may be exposed to very high levels of mercury when that happens.
And he told me if a bulb broke near my house, the mercury could seep into the soil. That's bad because mercury is a neurotoxin. It's especially dangerous for children and fetuses. Okay, so now I want to recycle. But it turns out it's not easy. Even cities that have curbside recycling won't take the bulbs, so you have to take them to a hazardous waste collection day or a special facility. In my case, a website told me I'd have to drive 95 miles to get to the closest one.
I think most people do want to recycle, but if it's not made easy, then it doesn't happen.
Pete Keller works for EcoLights Northwest, the only company in Washington State that recycles fluorescent lamps.
And they're small enough that they fit in the trash can. So by nature, I think most people are not recyclers. And so if it's small enough to fit in the trash can, that's kind of where it ends up.
The Environmental Protection Agency has been pushing Americans to buy more compact bulbs because they save electricity. But it hasn't gone out of its way to advertise the mercury problem. Wendy Reed, who works for the EPA, says the agency has been urging the stores that sell the bulbs to help recycle them.
EPA is actively engaged with trying to find a solution that works for these retailers around recycling the product because it's really, really important.
But so far, she says, the biggest sellers of the bulbs haven't stepped up to the plate.
The only retailer that I know of that is recycling is IKEA.
Reed says EPA is prodding other retailers like Walmart to do more.
We are working with Walmart on it. We are making some progress, but no commitments have been made on the part of Walmart.
Walmart didn't respond to my request for a comment on the issue. Wendy Reed says manufacturers are making some bulbs with less mercury, and the EPA wants retailers to sell those. But engineers say you can't cut mercury out completely. Some big companies are starting to talk to Congress about launching a national recycling program for the bulbs. Earl Jones is a senior counsel for General Electric, which has been making compact fluorescents for 20 years.
Given what we anticipate to be the significant increase in the use of these products, we're now beginning to look at, and shortly we'll be discussing with legislators, possibly a national solution here.
In fact, Jones says he was having his first talks with congressional staffers today. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
You can get advice from the EPA and Energy Department on what to look for in a compact fluorescent light bulb and find a home energy calculator at our website, npr.org.